Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 17th Perek of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Perek Yizayin Mishnah Ches, Kizayis Sha'amru. Whenever we say the share of a Kizayis, Lo Gadol Lakatan El Beinoni, it always means not a large olive, not a small olive, an average size olive, Ze Aguri, and that's an Aguri olive. Kisa'ur Sha'amru, whenever we say the size of a barley, Lo Gadol Lakatan El Beinoni, we don't mean a large one, we don't mean a small one, we mean average. Zomid Baris, and that's a desert barley. Ka'adosha Sha'amru, when we talk about the size of an adasha, look at all of the ketan al beinus zomitzris, and an Egyptian lentil is the beinus. Kol metaltim venus atuma, but over here merdeya, all metaltilin can be mevi tuma, can transfer tuma from one place to the other on the person carrying them if they're as wide as an ox goad. Logadav lo katan al beini. So when we say an ox goad, we mean not a big one, not a small one, an average one. Ezu beini kol shekefo tefach. If the circumference of it is a tefach, that's the definition of a beinoni. Mishnah tes ha'ama she'amru ba'ama ha'beinonis. Whenever we talk about something being an ama, we mean an average ama. Shtei amos hayu b'shushan habira. There were two ama measuring sticks in a place in the Beis Hamikdash that was called Shushan Habira. Acha shel keren mizrachas tzvonis. One was kept in the northeast corner of this room called Shushan Habira. V'acha shel keren mizrachas dromis. And one was in the southeast corner of the room. Shel keren mizrachas tzvonis. One in the northeast corner of the room, was a half an etzba longer than Moshe Rabbeinu's Amma. Shal Kerem Mizrachis Drom is the one that was in the southeast corner, was a half an etzba bigger than the other one, which means that it was a full etzba bigger than the Amma of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lama amra achas gadol v'achas ktana. Why is it that they determined that there should be a larger and a smaller Amma measuring stick? Elisha umnin notum b'ktana. Because the workers who did work for the Beis HaMikdash would get their job based on the measurement of the smaller one, umachzirim b'gadol, but they would return the finished work based on the larger one, k'desh le'yavo l'idei mi'ilah, meaning they built in a margin for error so that they wouldn't chas v'shal take money from the Beis HaMikdash that they should not be taking, and that would turn out to be a violation of Mi'ilah. So we want to make sure we err on the side of the Beis HaMikdash, not on the side of the Umnin. So in Mishnah Ches we discussed what is the typical Zayis and Sa'ura and Adasha, and what is Ovi Hamardeya as well. And then in Mishnah Tes we spoke about the size of an Amma being an Amma Beinonis, but that in the room called Shushan Habira they had two Amma measuring sticks that were one larger than the other. And the reason for that is to make sure that no one violates Me'ilah from the Beis HaMikdash. Next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud.